Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
I am having too much fun doing Friday Follies on Feet to the Fire. That's crazy stuff in the news. And I'm giving you a bonus edition today because I didn't get to all my content here. But if you didn't listen to the last episode, make sure you go back and listen to today, Friday, September 25th, the first post from today, where we discuss Tim Keller. It's you can't even say it's hysterical. It's so insane. It's maddening, but he has gone off the reservation on the white privilege issue. So check that out. Elsewhere in the news, this is from The Globe and Mail Incorporated by an author, Sierra Bain, and it was sent to me again by a friend. I have good friends that forward me great stuff. This is the article. Is it time to decolonize your lawn? Wait, what? So it says this. The traditional lawn, manicured, verdant, under control, like grass, okay, your front lawn, now finds itself at the confluence of two hot-button issues, climate change and indigenous rights. Your lawn is at the center of environmentalism and the rights of natives? Okay, this is a recent post, and this is why I always try to point out that there is a bizarre agenda underneath everything going on in the left, even the most seemingly mundane, harmless articles like this about the lawn. It's nearly psychotic. If you hear what I just said, hot button issues, climate change and indigenous rights. And I say, there it is. Your lawn, look, this is what this author is saying, and I'm going to read more. Your lawn, your green lawn with grass, you know, Kentucky bluegrass, tall fescue, hurts the environment. That's one. And it is racist and oppressive, i.e. your lawn with its grass is not multicultural. It's not diverse. It's too Western. It's too Christian. It pictures the colonization of people of color. It's too capitalist. Let me read the article or excerpts. The traditional lawn. Already read that. Okay. Some environmentalists, First Nations leaders, and even hobby gardeners are calling for a different approach to how we view and treat the ubiquitous urban green space. It is, they argue, a lasting symbol of how settlers appropriated indigenous land and culture. Your lawn is a symbol of how whites stole land from the Indians? This is insanity. And the rigid Western ideal we have imposed continues to hurt the planet. There's your environmentalism, and in turn, all of us. The lawn, some go as far to say, needs to be decolonized. Let me keep reading to you here. What is a lawn but a statement of control over nature? Asked John Douglas Belshaw, a Canadian history professor at Thompson Reuters University. This is what we're getting. These are what's going on in our colleges. These are getting paid in academia to teach. What is it? Yeah, it is a statement of control over nature because man controls nature. You ever heard of a farm? That's also control over nature. Or cutting down a tree or living in the house that you live in. Professor Douglas Belshaw. Okay, there's, you know, I'm told, I get excited and I laugh and then I yell. I'm told to just stay calm when I talk. So I'm being calm, even though this is insane. That's a huge part, it goes on. That's a huge part of settler culture. You see that river there? We can dam that. We can organize that water. We can make that water work for us. It's essentially the same mindset. I can reorganize this landscape, flatten it, plant lawn. Find a non-indigenous species of plant, of grass. See, there it is. Foreign grass. Kentucky bluegrass shouldn't be growing there. And completely extract anything that's not homogenous. That's not like my grass. That's like the white thing. Any, take out anything that's not like white people. That doesn't fit with the green pattern. Control it. A backyard with a big lawn is like a classroom for colonialism and environmental hostility. This is striking. Changing a landscape to make it suitable for a different incoming culture is a part, key part of colonization. What the guy just said, you see that river there? Damn that. We can organize water, make it work for us. Well, I mean, first of all, it goes contrary to Genesis, which says we should precisely do that. Dam rivers and use land for crops, subdue the earth. So this is completely anti-Christian. But also, why would you not use the resources to help people? Like, I don't know, poor people who need water and need to use rivers and things like that. Look at this quote. Where this is from Jace Chiblo, community engagement lead with Indigenous Climate Action. What kind of organization? Who joins that? You must have nothing to do with your life if you join Indigenous Climate Action and a member of the Garden River First Nation. Where the lawns come from is from the property ownership mentality that we can own property. There it is. What have I been telling you? The whole fight is not just against the West or capitalism. It's against God's law in the Ten Commandments enshrined there. Thou shall not steal. The right to private property underpins our culture, and they're saying lawns are deconstructive to the world because they promote property ownership. Right, promotes God's law. If that's what my lawn does, then I'm going to green it up even more. Speaking of plants, she adds, our teaching is that those are our relatives and that we belong to the land. It's an entirely different concept. That is idolatry, earth worship. I'm scanning real quick for any more great quotes. To this day, the rise of the lawn meant a decline in the biodiversity so relied on by indigenous people. Even worse, settlers interfered with the environment by bringing invasive species over with them. To this day, some of the most popular types of grasses in Canada aren't native to the land. Oh, my goodness, that's terrible. Kentucky bluegrass, ryegrass, tall fescues, Canada bluegrass have origins linking back to Europe. All this is, it's ultimately anti-white, anti-Europe, anti-colonization, they call it. But really what it is, it's anti-Christian, because fundamentally, even though they won't say it, what they blame for this is Christianity, which they say is white man's religion that has been forced on the earth. This is insane. Yet we got pastors and evangelicals promoting this white privilege nonsense narrative. To bring it back to Tim Keller, go check out the other episode. I already said that. These unknown plants that you think are all weeds, when you actually get to know them, they have their own stories and are as wonderful as any other plants. Weeds have stories. You shouldn't get rid of them from your lawn. Amount of water and fertilizer is the most damaging. You should decolonize your lawn now, they're saying. They're telling you to add weeds back into it. Bring back animals and insects into your lawn. So that is the height of insanity. Okay, the ending here. A diverse and healthy lawn still requires maintenance. It just looks different from how our parents taught us to care for our yards. It's a cultural thing, Ms. Krause says. There is this interesting comparison like valuing diversity versus sameness. He continued, it was Mr. Krause. I do wonder if maybe future generations are going to look back, just like 150 years ago, when Victorian ladies used to like to wear dead birds as hats and say, why did you do that? Why did you manicure your lawn? Because I don't want weeds and grubs and bugs in my lawn. So we are not going to look back, Mr. Krause, and think that. We're going to look back then and now on your complete stupidity. All right, and the last thing in the news, we'll talk about this more next week, so be sure to tune in. Let's see. Black LAPD officer is taunted by protesters in the wake of Breonna Taylor decision. So, Breonna Taylor decision in that case comes down. No officers are charged with her murder because it was an accident. We'll go over the details next time. But protesting the death of a black person who was innocent, yes, in a tragedy, in order to protest, BLM protesters go up to a black LAPD officer and taunt the officer, cursing at him and everything like that, and that's on video. How is that helping black people and settling the race war and bringing about equality? This is insane. It's an agenda. It's not for blacks. It's for socialism. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. The left has gone completely batty and completely mad. But underneath all of these news reports that seem so innocent and harmless is a sinister, wicked, anti-Christ leftist agenda.